Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, she never felt comfortable in their new apartment, primarily because they were never left alone.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Yes, please share your real ghost stories with us because we like to hear them. We like to share them. Call in anytime, 855-853-4802. If you'd rather write in, go to realghoststoriesonline.com. If you like an ad-free version of the show, along with advanced episodes, access to the archive, become a premium subscriber. Do that through Apple Podcasts. You can try it 3 days free. You can also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. Harper, how are you today?
I'm good. I'm very, very good.
Good for you. I tried to pick out some stories today. I wanted to find a story that wasn't super demonic.
But we all love the demonic stories, Carol.
Here's my thing is that I'm like, oh, that one's kind of demonic. I am doing an episode with a 10-year-old today. Is demonic proper? I don't know.
It doesn't have to be proper. We can do demonic. We love demonic.
Do you ever get nightmares like when you think about stuff like this? Does it give you bad dreams or anything?
I don't dream, so no.
You don't have dreams?
No.
That you remember? You don't ever have dreams?
Not really. I mean, like, unless it's like super weird.
You just don't remember them.
I don't really experience them, but sure.
So here we go. Here is the story. This is my first time writing in. I went on vacation to Raleigh, North Carolina from Youngstown, Ohio in 2005 and decided unexplainably to get a job and never return back to the dreary, broken down Ohio City. To anyone listening from Youngstown, that was what she said, not speaking on behalf of me or Harper, right?
I've never been there, so
yes,
I don't know.
But so
sure.
We have no idea. As far as we know, your city, she could be right, but as far as we know, your city's perfectly fine.
We don't know that, though.
We don't know. I was 22 and looking for a fresh start, and eventually, over the years, began building my career and life as a Southerner. I have always been spiritual and had a close relationship with God, but very aware of the paranormal all at the same time. I have had many unexplained events, and my family has also experienced many, many creepy things. It has had such an impact on me that I've decided to write a book of my life, probably need a trilogy for all of the good stuff. Some of the scarier occurrences in my life have been those that have dropped my jaw in fear, or the times when myself and someone else have experienced the same thing at the same time. Anyone can tell a story, but when there is a witness, it makes it much more real and terrifying. It was the fall of 2011 when my fiancé and I moved into an apartment building with only 4 apartments. All the doors and front windows faced the parking lot, and a large stairwell led you up to my apartment on the left. We were going through rough financial times, so this wasn't a building with a sparkling pool or fitness center in the back. Everything seemed fine when I moved in. No weird feelings or an urge to not proceed through certain rooms, not the get out like in the Amityville Horror. It was a 2-bedroom basic apartment with a living room, kitchenette, and bathroom. My fiancé was gone most of the time, and I had no real motivation to unpack boxes. I felt like it was temporary, and so I kept everything boxed up as if it wasn't needed. Small things started happening. Lights would be back on when I just walked out of the room and turned them off. Cabinets slightly ajar, but that was rationalized and brushed off as the apartment settling. Being one who had experiences, I knew immediately that when I got a sense of being afraid of the dark, that something was in the house. I tried to ignore it until my fiancé began coming to me with similar feelings and stories of being watched. It seemed the lights were the most played with, and whatever it was loved to run up my electric bill. We began to fight as we accused the other of leaving the lights on, only to agree that neither of us were to blame. One night, I purposefully left the whole apartment dark and went out and down the steps to my car, only to look up and see my lights were on in my apartment. We unscrewed most of our bulbs to eliminate this random series of events from occurring. The following weeks, we placed our less than a year old puppy in the second bedroom in her large steel cage. Every night around 2 a.m., we were awakened by tippity, tippity, tap, 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 tap. It was her claws clicking on the cage bottom constantly for hours every night. It became the laughing joke that she was tap dancing in her cage. Now, to me, that makes me think maybe the dog has to go to the bathroom. I would be getting up to check, but maybe they did. One night, while lying in bed watching TV, we both experienced the entity. Finally, all of the lights were out in the house, but our room, which was lit by the television. We were both silently watching when something caught the corner of my eye. From the doorway, I noticed what appeared to be a solid black shadow figure peering around the corner, watching us in bed. I thought my eyes were playing tricks on me, and I held my head up and blinked quickly. Still, it appeared to be cautious, and it tried to slip back behind the wall and then slowly reemerged to look around the corner again. It was a swirling mass of dark, with no apparent facial features, yet I could make out a claw-like hand wrapped around the door frame. You could clearly see the head and half of the upper torso, even in the low light, as it was darker than the blackest black. I needed my fiancé to see what I was seeing. I didn't want this to be another crazy thing only I experienced. I very quietly and carefully moved my hand under the cover to touch his arm, scared that any sudden movements would make it disappear. Before I could even touch his arm, I heard him swallow hard in a raspy, low undertone. I heard his voice right in my ear say, "You see that?" Then I swallowed hard, and my mouth was so dry I could barely speak, and I uttered a shaky, "Yes," he said. "When I get up, I want you to lock the bedroom door. The gun is in my bag in the closet." Gun? You can't shoot a ghost with a gun, I thought. Then I realized my fiance was convinced someone of flesh and bone was in our house and he was going to play hero. He said, on the count of 1, 2, 3, then he flung out of bed. My gaze never left the doorway and it was still there, peering relentlessly. Then it was as if everything went in slow motion. I watched as the shadow figure saw my fiancé about to leap, and it darted quickly away from the doorway and out of sight. My fiancé leapt to the door screaming, "Come here, you mother effer." I'm censoring myself there because that's not what
was
written.
Oh, don't be shy. You can say swear words on the show.
I'm leaving it. Mother effer. Don't hide now. It didn't move. For a moment, I thought he would be upset because I didn't follow through and lock the door. Instead, I watched the doorway and listened as he searched every room. I heard every closet and cabinet open and my fiancé talking to himself. When he came back to the doorway, my soon-to-be husband was pale and his eyes were wide open. It had just hit him that he had, in fact, witnessed a paranormal event, something so real he convinced it was a real person. From that day on, we acknowledged that the black figure was roaming our apartment and playing with our dog late at night. The landlord would eventually kick us out because of the dog. There was no pets allowed policy, but not before our dog discovered a deep black hole under the house. My fiance followed him one day to find an eerie basement full of old tenant belongings, such as beds and toys and furniture. The landlord shared a story of the history, stating many people have left over the years, fleeing without their stuff. So he has just stored it under the house. We thought it was weird, and I could admit that if I would have unpacked, I would have fled without my stuff as well. The spirit didn't follow us, as I announced I did not wish it to leave with us, but nevertheless, that night has been burned into our minds forever, harmless but impactful. Sorry this was so long. I hope you enjoyed the sneak peek of one of my many encounters, and I hope to call in with more eventful experiences. I just figured my first post would be on the lighter scary note. Thank you very much. So I'm going to say this. If that's her lighter scary notes,
what I'd hate to see the harder ones.
Right? Like, if that's just a light kind of happy little ghost story, yeek. Like, they're watching a shadow person figure, dark mass, blacker than black, watch them as they're in bed. That's not okay with me. And it was so real that her husband, well, fiancé at the time, was like, get the gun. I'm going for the person.
It's not even a person. I don't think a person has claw-like hands.
Yeah. Do you think that maybe the husband didn't want to admit what he was really seeing, and so his mind couldn't really say that's a paranormal thing, so it's obviously an intruder?
Yeah.
I mean, I think that's how you rationalize it to yourself. But it's
but weird. How did it get into the apartment in the first place?
Because it was already there.
Now that's...
Bum, bum, bum. Aww. And the idea of the dog in the kennel, like, that would bother me, that the dog's up and awake and not comfortable at night. And then don't you think it's weird that they moved into the apartment and she never really unpacked? It makes me think that she just felt weird about it right away.
That's very odd.
Or is it that they knew they were moving in with a dog? There was a no dogs policy, so this was a temporary move.
I could see that.
Okay, so question, if you were looking for a place to live and you happen to move into that one, would you stay?
No.
Can't do that one. So if you like the show and you want an ad-free experience, sign up to be a premium subscriber. You go to applepodcast.com, try it 3 days free, sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. For all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you so much for listening.